rest of the folks to come in. Welcome everybody, and I haven't seen most of you for a little while. So with this particular session, I'll just give you the preamble, just a slightly different slant on the different kind of approaches we have to practice. And so when you look at the overall scheme of things, that the way meditation affects your mind, you know, you can one particular perspective is to this process of both conditioning and deconditioning. So, you know, how can you assert that you decondition your mind through the process of meditation? And it's deconditioning in the sense that one slowly loosens and unwinds all the habits, you know, the earlier habits that we've had when we were teenagers and when we were children, and you know, if you're a senior person, even moving into middle age, because the whole process of your life, your mind experience is essentially a conditioned process from the day you were born, plus all the extra sensory input and impressions that you've also had from your past lives as well. And so naturally the current life will be the main force that acts upon your consciousness, and that's the one you're going to see, you know, the effects of that. That's the one you're going to see the most when you're undertaking the practice at present. And but you know, it's still quite, you know, quite possible, and you will see, you know, you'll see like characteristics seeping up into the surface level of the mind from your past lives. It's quite, you know, it's quite possible to see, you know, quite unusual, even bizarre things, you know, very, very unusual mind states that you may not necessarily associate with your current personality. So, you know, naturally, you know, it'll all depend on the depth of the meditation, to how deep you can go into the mind. But so we're looking at, like, over time, this deconditioning in the sense of, you know, just to relaxing and letting go, but also the recognition and the understanding of the material that you're bringing up into consciousness. Because, you know, it's all very nice to get peaceful, but you really need to understand what you're going through, because the wisdom faculty is the pinnacle point of this lifetime practice that we undertake. And so all your foundation principles are moving in that, you know, direction, you know, towards the apex of the pyramid, which is the development of insight and understanding, and if you don't, actually intentionally, contemplate and review and consider, different thoughts and feelings and mind states which arise for you, and you keep your understanding at a, for choice of better words, at a low level or a surface level, it's going to make it much more difficult for you to release your past habit patterns and difficult points in one's life, which every single person is going to experience over time. So bringing material up, your personality and also past life material up into the surface level of the mind for contemplation, for understanding, because essentially that'll be the grist for the mill, which essentially will make you wise as the years go by, hopefully. And you don't want to die as ignorant as you were born, because that would be a complete waste of time. So deconditioning and then conditioning in the sense of developing, say, like wholesome and skillful habits of mind. And from this very, very simple practice, you can do meditation in a thousand different ways, but from this very largely simple and uncomplicated practice of maintaining one's attention on the meditation object of one's choice, that as one quietens the mind, as one increases tranquility, increases understanding, that underlying wholesome qualities arise naturally in the mind when you essentially remove the those things which are actually obstructing the path. And all those unpleasant experiences that we can consider on almost any level whatsoever, once you take the that material away, the stuff which actually clouds and obscures the still mind, the peaceful mind, the bright energetic mind, then you start to see the natural, the kindness, the compassion, the wisdom faculty, the patience, the endurance, and all. There's many you can think of at least maybe half a dozen principles I can think off the top of my head, which just naturally arise from just things like, say, breath meditation. Just if you only did breath meditation or walking meditation, after 1 year, you could easily see a dozen characteristics, wholesome characteristics, actually arising in the surface level of the mind. So, and essentially that's what we're aiming for. We're aiming at, as you see at the base of the Buddha Rupa, at the front of the hall here, developing the wholesome and essentially eradicating unwholesome states of mind, in order to develop this very, moving towards, it might sound a bit funny, but moving towards, like purity of mind as the years go by. And, these things, it's very easy for me to say these type of things, because what happens is, you will be put to the test over time. The strength of your practice and the quality of your faculties don't really manifest. You don't really see what you're made of until you're actually under pressure, or you're under stress, or things like your mum and dad pass away within days of each other, or you lose your only son, just really, really heavy traumatic experiences. One loses a limb, one has an amputation, and it just affects the whole course of your life. So that's when you actually see what your mind is made of and how far you've developed yourself on the path. So what I'll do is, because I started experimenting with this more positive mantra formulation. Like all of you are familiar with the standard metta and compassion meditation that we do for oneself, but I started to I had to use quite a slightly different angle on this because I felt I was going through a stage there where my ego just felt incredibly much, it sounded a bit unusual, but incredibly very, very weak and very, very faint, you know, and it actually put me out of balance with the other monks in the monastery, you know, and so I thought, you know, my ego is basically, it's not firm enough, it's not like strong enough at this point in time. So I thought, you know, I just got to at this point just increase my sense of self. So I started using this instead of like, may I say be peaceful, happy, may I be joyful and wise, you know, any particular words which suit the nature of your personality. I use much more firm say word description, I am joyful and positive, I am wise and skillful, I love and respect myself. So using this much more firm, forceful suggestion with the meditation, but I've been doing this the last couple of days and it is effective, and I didn't, you know, it doesn't increase the, from what I've seen, you know, but I've been practicing for quite a while now, but it didn't disturb the quality of the samadhi. The tranquility of the mind still develops and sustains itself. So we'll just do that. We'll do, you choose, I want you to choose a word formulation, the words which are important to you, and say, use the terminology I am, or I wish, or I want to be. Use that prefix, you know, start beginning with the word I. So we're using a more forceful, positive intention, you know, radiating this positive intention with a slightly more forceful perspective. So you choose the words which are important to you, and just stick with the one formula. And we'll do that for just feel it out. You know, if you get really bored with it, you can change the word formula, and just sustain it for as long as you feel comfortable with it. And what we'll do, just use very big spaces between the words. You know, very, very relaxed, very, very spacious approach. And we will use a more focused application with the mindfulness. So I want you to focus on, I find this, I've done this for many, many years now, I find this very, very good. Instead of going very, very sharp, like to the nose tip, which actually makes some people tense or gives them headaches, and sometimes they can find it just a little bit too much, a little bit disturbing that. And instead of going very, very broad, say the full chest or the tummy, some people may have trouble getting the tranquility fast enough. But when you go around the mouth section, you can feel your mouth very, very distinctly. But you won't, you'll still feel actually physically and emotionally quite comfortable. So it's a very, very good area. You can feel that the breathing cycle on the periphery of the mouth area. And so we'll do that for the totality of the session. So just get yourself in a comfortable position, and if possible, have your legs crossed. You know, when you cross your legs, when you place your hands together, you form like a circuit with your chi, and it actually draws energy. It's not only when you have this kind of posture, it draws mental energy into the mind. It's something that you can actually feel. So if you've got your arms and legs like spaced and all over the place, and you're doing breath meditation, and then as soon as you cross your legs and you put your hands together, you'll see an increase in the quality of the samadhi, because it's the way the energy flows in the body. You're drawing the energy inwards, you know, both physically and into the mind. So just sit comfortably with your back straight, head upright, and just make sure there's nothing tight around the waist, around the throat, around the wrists, and breathe fully into, you know, just nice, deep, slow breaths, fully into the chest section, and choose the mantra which is important to you. And then as you're watching the breathing on the periphery of the mouth area, then just recite your mantra in a very comfortable fashion to the end of the session, and I'll talk you through it as we go along. So with any external noises coming into the mind, don't resist them. Just relax and allow them to flow through the mind during the course of the meditation. As this meditation develops, just see if you can notice that positive feeling arising in the mind. find that you're still thinking excessively, just stop for a moment and try to understand those thoughts and feelings, that mind state. Because the more you understand this kind of phenomena, the mind relaxes and is able to release them more easily. you're starting to feel a bit sleepy or dozy, just take slow, deep breaths into the full chest to maximize the oxygen reaching your brain. as the silence increases in the mind, it may be possible for you to place your attention on that silence and then move into that state of peacefulness. We're coming towards the end of the meditation, so just look at your state of mind. Do you actually see any difference between the beginning, the middle, and the end? And was it of any value to you, this particular approach? Because there's many approaches. So I'll ring the gong 3 times and you can open your eyes when you're ready. So what's happening with the super pad? Okay, from Jason in the USA, is there anything I can do while driving to meditate and lower anxiety? So what I would do is a very safe way to meditation practice, right throughout the day and evening without, compromising your safety or possibly your life. If you're driving, using power tools and, doing all sorts of different things. So what I would do is for example, if a person is driving a vehicle, or they could even be on a farm driving a tractor, and an approach that you can use that I've mentioned before is just choose a positive mantra that you like. It could be a word like happiness. It could be a Pali word, a Sanskrit word. It could even be a Christian word. And then just say that word try to do it every maybe minute to 2 minutes, and then refine it down to maybe once every 60 seconds. And then actually just do that as a practice. Do it all day. And you can do this quite safely, because it won't actually slow you down, but you will it's a state of very light samadhi there for investigation, for contemplation. So you get this very light and workable, peacefulness of mind, which also you can use as a basis for investigation to develop your wisdom practice. And essentially, you can just do this almost with any activity. Even if you're, for example, you were a business person or even a lawyer, if you're in court. You could do this kind of practice without compromising your memory or your mental mind speed. And from Basha in Syria, dear Achan, how can I format a good mantra to reduce my anger against aggressive people? What I would do is the standard with anger, like loving kindness is the direct antidote specifically for anger, and compassion is the antidote for cruelty, where you want to harm oneself or others. So because metta, when you do loving kindness, it makes you very soft, and this is why I recommend this particular approach that I've just mentioned earlier for this session, where you increase the firmness of the loving kindness, increase the firmness of the compassion. So the formulation is, instead of like may I be peaceful, happy and content with my life, you use words like I wish to be, or I say joyful and positive, I am say happy and peaceful. I am content and at ease with my life. So you choose the words which are important to you and use that prefix I am, I wish to be, to make the meditation positive and energetic, but you also give it a degree of psychological strength and firmness, because you know everyone, all meditators, they tend to become sensitive people over time, and you might find mainstream people, and especially in Syria, Middle East, with a lot of very, very heavy things happening between cultural groups and between people in general, in the general communities, and that's a way of developing positivity, happiness, you know, protection against anger, irritation, jealousy, you know, many, anger's the specific theme, but it can cover like many different types of states, you know, easily a dozen different types of aversion or dislike. But you make the practice much more firm, more strong, because you're mixing with general people. You could be working in law. You could be a person who's got to deal with people, and you've got to have some psychological strength and firmness there in the mind, as well as the positivity, as well as the goodwill. Were there any other questions at all on the practice? Any challenging statements?